Yeah, but we don't want to hear your radio. Shut it off. So we did. It was annoying, I got to admit that. Hey, how about some good news this morning? A guy named Eric Akers walked 33 miles to get to work after his car broke down. 33 miles. Took him 6.5 hours. And then, on top of all that, he worked a full 8-hour shift. That's not the good news. This is the good news. Guy heard about it, and he and his wife decided to give Eric one of their cars. That guy walked 33 miles, 6.5 hours, to get to work to do an eight-hour shift. And luckily, a little guardian angel came down and gave him a new car. That's great. The WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. We're going to check news right now at 7 o'clock. And that's coming up after CBS News here at the top of the hour at WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Biden stood in front of reporters for almost an hour last night, trying to shore up his flagging campaign for 4 more years amid growing concern over his fitness to serve.
I'm Linda Kenyon at the White House. The president spoke about the NATO summit he hosted, the economy, Ukraine, and more. But most of the questions were about his age and health. Biden said he's released his health records.
You ought to ask Trump for his.
As for whether he should have a neurological exam.
Every single day I'm surrounded by good docs. If they think there's a problem, I promise you. Or even if they don't think it's a problem, they think I should have a neurological exam again, I'll do it.
The president spoke even as many Democrats have been calling for him to end his campaign.
Donald Trump mocked the 81-year-old's performance on social media and his verbal blunder, referring to Kamala Harris as Vice President Trump. Breaking news from AT&T this morning about a massive hack. The company says at least one person has been arrested after records of calls and texts from about 109 million customers were downloaded illegally in April. All of the data was from 2022 and involved customers with landlines and cell service, none said to contain personal information like social security numbers. The situation's becoming more dire by the day in southeast Texas, where many still can't run the AC after Hurricane Beryl. CBS's Jared Hill.
It appears he was ambushed.
These were bright.
Okay, here is Jared Hill.
In Houston, another long line for supplies in scorching 90-degree heat as more than a million people go a fourth day without power after Hurricane Beryl.
All of our food ruined the day before yesterday, so we haven't eaten since the day before yesterday.
Houston's main utility provider claims 8% of those without should have power back by the end of the weekend. The water has finally been deemed clean enough for Olympic athletes at the Summer Olympics. CBS's Elaine Cobb.
Paris officials say the River Seine has been safe for swimming 10 or 11 of the past 12 days. $1.5 billion have been spent on cleaning the river, where the swimming marathon and triathlon swimming are slated to take place. Heavy rain could still change that. It prompts an inflow of untreated water that could make the Seine unfit for swimming.
A 90s punk rock band is demanding $150,000 from a fast food chain. Beastie Boys claim Chili's used their song Sabotage in a social media ad without their permission. The spot features three men in wigs, fake mustaches, and sunglasses staging a robbery of ingredients in a parody of the band's 70s TV crime dramas. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Law enforcement is laying low with information about that deadly shooting at Cliffside Park Wednesday. A 37-year-old man was fatally shot by police at the park following a report of a suspicious person laying face down on a park path. Village police, along with Racine County Sheriff's deputies, ended up using deadly force after they say the suspect shot a gun. The officers involved have been placed on administrative leave, with an investigation by outside law enforcement underway. June home sales in the area took a hit, according to the latest report from the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors. Racine, Kenosha, and Walworth counties saw declines, with Walworth coming in with the most significant year-to-year decrease at 21%. Racine and Kenosha County sales were down 9% and 4% respectively. The realtors continue to warn that there is significant long-term danger without new construction of single-family and condo units. It's been a long time since the kids' pond at Salmonorama needed to get stocked. Preparations for the return of the Salmonorama Festival got going yesterday, with Racine firefighters sucking up lake water and putting it into the kids' pond. The 50th iteration of the fishing contest gets going today, with the return of live music, food, and more. It's a 9-day run in downtown Racine with fireworks tonight. A Kenosha County tradition takes place this weekend. Bristol Progress Days starts today, with the 3-day event featuring the Miss Bristol crowning, a parade tomorrow, and fireworks Sunday night. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers lose the series to the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing to the Pirates 1-0 yesterday. Pittsburgh taking the series 2-1 and ending the Brewers winning streak at home. After winning the last 9 series at AmFam dating back to late April, the Pirates may have the hottest young pitcher in baseball right now, 22-year-old Paul Skeens, who threw a no-hitter for 7 innings, retiring the last 16 batters in a row. Pat Murphy says the kid made some adjustments to his game around the 3rd inning to keep batters guessing.
He definitely adjusted. He realized where it was going. 63 pitches in 3 innings. He realized, okay, I got to do something a little different, and he did. And that's when you got to get hits off him. You know, credit to him. That was the story of the game. He was dynamite.
Christian Yelich went 0-for-4 at the plate, as some of Skeens' fastballs were clocked at over 100 miles per hour.
Yeah, I mean, to his credit, he started filling out the zone, and you know, you got to make guys make decisions, and you know, he did a good job going deep.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 79 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the east at around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear 65. Tomorrow, sunshine 83 with an isolated thunderstorm or two possible. Late tomorrow into tomorrow night. Sunday, warm and humid with a high near 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Anyone drink Mountain Dew? I can see her glowing in the dark. That is liquid Chernobyl. What are you doing? Does anyone drink Diet Coke? You guys are all not okay. And no one's talking about it. Girls are running around like, my friend has 6 Diet Cokes a day. And I'm like, look, I'm not a doctor, but I don't think that's good for you. And she's like, what? There's no sugar. There's no calories. And I'm like, then what is in it? Because heroin doesn't have sugar or calories, and that's not great for you. I'm not saying Diet Coke is heroin, but I've never seen them in the same room together.
Yeah.
Smokey Robinson of the Miracles, the tracks of my tears at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. It's 7:10 on your Friday morning. We're talking movies in about 10 minutes from now with Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. And then at 7:50 this morning, we're talking sports with Mike Clemens here at WRJN. Going on vacation? Well, this is interesting news for you. A study found the exact moment when your happiness peaks on vacation. It's 7:30 p.m. on the third day of your vacation. That's when you're fully in vacation mode, still have plenty of vacation left, and better yet, still have plenty of money left, and you haven't completely blown the budget. So write that down. 7:30 p.m. on the third day of your vacation, you'll be the happiest. After that, it's all downhill. For Once in My Life, Stevie Wonder at 7:11 at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits here on your Friday morning.
Have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Oh, someone warm like you would make sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say, this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone.
To the County Line Road, local news and timeless hits.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Smile, I know she must be kind.
She's giving me the excitations. Ooh, I'm backing up good vibes.
celebrations a half man wither.
Called a theremin. It was invented by a guy named Theremin and was used in a ton of movies. Probably the most popular, The Day the Earth Stood Still. It was used in The Lost Weekend. It was a great musical device that you didn't touch the instrument. It worked by radio waves, and you run your hand up and down this pole to give that effect that woo-woo. It was used in a bunch of science fiction movies. But a guy named Theremin invented that, and Brian Wilson found out about it and said, I've got to use that in one of my songs. And there you have it, Good Vibrations. 718 at WRJN, local news, timeless hits coming up in a moment. We're talking movies, and we got some big news coming up with Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters in just a moment.
Enhance the life of your loved one this summer with Easy Mobility Solutions in Racine. Give them the gift of a new Pride Mobility Scooter, Go-Go, Jazzy Carbon, or Viva Lift Power Lift Chair. Designed for ultimate comfort and convenience, test drive a Pride and never pay MSRP. Lightweight, durable, portable, and affordable. Pride Mobility and the team at Easy Mobility Solutions, dedicated to helping you regain your freedom. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today's tip is for adults just starting to build their credit. One tool that could help them is a secured credit card. With a secured card, you, or the 18-year-old in your life who is just starting out, makes a small deposit that effectively becomes the card's limit. They should use the card once or twice a month, never for more than 10 or 15% of the credit limit. And they have to pay it off every month like clockwork. Last thing, before committing to a secured credit card, confirm that the card you want to use reports their activity to the credit bureaus. Not all of them do. Pro tip, this isn't just for folks starting out. If you need to raise your credit score, a secured card might be a good tool for you too. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. This is Carrie Joy. Till next time, take good care.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
WRJN, proud to be a Civic Media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite Civic Media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits.
Let's say good morning to Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. And Brett, good morning.
Good morning, Don.
We're talking movies this morning. Got a whole bunch of movie news. So much so, we had to expand the movie segment this morning. There's too much to cram in there. So let's kick it off with what is opening today at theaters. We have three movies, right?
Yes, there are two. There are three spectacular movies that are opening up. All of them are good, plus everything that's playing right now. So let's jump right into it. The first one is Fly Me to the Moon. It is a comedy. It is being released by Sony Pictures. It stars Scarlett Johansson, Channing Tatum, and Woody Harrelson. This takes place in the 60s. It's during the first moon landing. And while they're doing the missions, the White House has determined that the mission is too important to fail. So even if we do fail, we're going to have a safety net. We're going to film a fake moon landing, and we're going to use that regardless of what happens. So, of course, the big question is what happens and what footage do they actually use? It's getting some great reviews. It's an excellent comedy. I've seen it, and I loved it. It's Fly Me to the Moon, and it would be a good pick for this weekend. The next movie is a terrifying thriller, and it is called Long Legs. It is from Neon Pictures. This movie is getting a 90% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. It's certified fresh. It's about an FBI agent who's in search of a serial killer. She's beginning to uncover clues to help her solve who is on this terrifying killing spree. And let me tell you, the serial killer in this one is played by none other than Nicolas Cage. His performance is being raved about with phrases like nightmarishly gonzo. He is crazy in this picture. If you've seen Nick Cage, if you like Nick Cage, you want to go see him in this one because it's really neat. And, of course, he's doing smaller pictures right now, but he's very talented. In 1996, he won the Oscar for Best Actor for Leaving Las Vegas. And interestingly enough, a little tidbit, they interviewed him about this movie, and they asked him, of all the movies that you've starred in, what's the one movie, if people had not seen a single movie of yours, what's the one movie that they should see that's a good example of your performance? And he came up with the 2021 movie, The Drama Pig.
I know.
Where it got great reviews. So I thought that was very interesting.
I read that and I said, I don't think I've heard of that movie. Have you ever heard of it?
Oh, yeah. It's a great movie. It's directed by Michael Sarnowski. Michael Sarnowski just directed A Quiet Place Day One, which is on our screens right now. Michael Sarnowski is a Milwaukee native. He grew up here. And it's about this chef on the hunt for thieves who stole his beloved truffle pig. That's what the basis of the movie is about. But it's an awesome movie. It is a 97% rating in Rotten Tomatoes. So check out the movie Pig. That's what Nicolas Cage endorses as a sample of his work. But also go this weekend and check out Long Legs if you like thrillers, because this one is crazy. It's nuts. And people are loving it.
You know, I think Nicolas Cage is a bit of a psychopath to begin with. He is a little crazy. I've seen him in interviews and so forth. He's just a little bit off. But anyway, he's a great actor. And you're right, Leaving Las Vegas, he was just great as the alcoholic, you know, trying to end his life in Las Vegas. I thought he was great in that movie. Very good.
You know, he's doing smaller things right now, but when he's on, he is on. And he is certainly on in Long Legs. That's out right now.
Nothing wrong with small movies. Nothing wrong with those at all. Movie's a movie. If it's good, it's terrific. All right, what else do you have? Did you talk about The Lion King yet?
Well, that's our one last, I guess, mainstream release. The Lion King, it's its 30th anniversary of this animated film, of course. What a spectacular movie that was released 30 years ago. This one would be great to bring the kids to. Now, we've got so much animation on screen right now. if you can't find a movie in this heat to bring your kids to, trust me, you're not trying, because we've got Inside Out 2, which is just excellent. We've got Despicable Me 4, which is just excellent. And now we've got the re-release of The Lion King. So there are some great movies to bring the whole family to this weekend.
You know, when I was a kid, they used to hang banners from the marquee of the theater, and it said cold inside. They had little icicles hanging off the letters, you know, cold inside, air conditioning, cool inside, all these to get people in, because, you know, the people didn't have air conditioning in their home. It wasn't that common. And if you wanted to cool off, you went to a movie. I remember my dad coming home. Come on, it's hot. Let's go to a movie. Didn't care what was playing. We just wanted to get in there and cool off. Turns out those are the days when you had one theater and it showed one movie and that was it. I mean, you didn't have a choice like go to a multiplex. You got 13 movies to choose from. They didn't have it back then. They had one movie, and I was very lucky because we had a lot of theaters in our town. We had like 3 or 4 theaters. You had a choice. Some towns had one theater, and if you didn't like the movie that was showing, you just went inside to cool off. But that's the way it used to be. I mean, we don't realize how lucky we are. And the seats today are, you know, I don't know if I can go back to the old movie seats. I'm not sure I could do that. You get used to the Barco loungers that you guys have. And I'm not sure going back to those old cramped seats. When you go to a Broadway musical, they have the old seats there that are probably 100 years old. And, you know, you're lucky if you can get your butts in those seats. And if you can, there's no leg room. It's like flying on a, you know, Spirit Airlines flight or a Southwest Airlines flight. There's no leg room. But, yeah, I like the Barco loungers. I think that's the greatest movie invention in the last decade. All right, so before we take a break here, I read, now remember Barbenheimer last year? It was Barbie and Oppenheimer opening up the same week, and they were both doing great, and it was a competition between Barbie and Oppenheimer, and they called it Barbenheimer. Well, do you know who Paul Mescal is? I hope I'm saying his name right. He's the star of Gladiator 2, which is coming out.
Sure.
And he came up with, this will be the summer of Glicked. That's Gladiator 2 and Wicked opening up the same weekend, not the same summer, but the same season. They're coming out November 22nd together. And he's calling it Glicked because he thinks they're both going to do great at the box office. His first choice was Wicked. Well, I get this right here. Wickedator. But that didn't roll off your tongue. So Glicked. I don't think so. You know, I think the Barbenheimer thing was a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Just happened to, you know, happen. And what do you think? Glicked now?
Well, let's see. Wicked recently moved up its dates. So they're both now being released earlier on November 22nd. So that's kind of the reason why you probably came up with that. But I think you've got a tremendous Thanksgiving. You've got a tremendous Christmas season. But Wicked and Gladiator 2. I don't know if Glicks will work, but hey, I encourage anyone to go see both movies because they're both going to be great.
If the Barbenheimer was a great roll-off-your-tongue thing. Okay, so after the news, what are we going to be looking at here? We're going to talk about what?
We've got some retro movies coming back. We've also got some great anniversaries of movies coming up. And then it was a wild week in terms of movie news. We've got some tremendous news about movies that are going to be coming down the pike for years to come. So let's talk about that.
And a sequel to one of my favorite movies with Meryl Streep. They decided they're going to make it. I don't know if Meryl Streep's going to be in it or not, but we'll talk about that coming up in a moment. Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters here with me today. We're talking movies, but right now we're going to head off to the WRGN Radio Park newsroom, get the local news of the morning with Stuart J. Waddles. Stuart, what do you have for us?
From the WRGN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. What began as a concerned citizen's 911 call about a man lying in a path in Caledonia's Cliffside Park ended when law enforcement fatally shot the 37-year-old suspect. The incident yesterday happened after the man allegedly fired a gun, forcing officers to respond with lethal force. TMJ4 reports that the man killed was the son of a woman who had died in a house fire in Racine Monday. We're working on learning more. A late-night ding-dong ditch prank in Mount Pleasant escalated into a confrontation involving pepper spray and a car crash. 3 juveniles and their adult relative were arrested after the adult allegedly pepper sprayed a man who had pursued them for disturbing the neighborhood. The incident resulted in multiple citations for the juveniles and several charges for the adult, including violating probation, recklessly endangering safety, and contributing to the delinquency of minors. People just driving into Milwaukee will face challenges next week as the city prepares to host the RNC. There will be a number of road closures. The DOT is warning about the temporary shutdown of the Hone Bridge, plus there will be long-term closures on ramps off 794 and 145. There are also lots of parking restrictions. The RNC starts Monday. Racine's Monument Square comes alive today with the return of the Harbor Market. The mix of fresh food, crafts, and live music gets going at 4. Recommended parking is in the downtown ramps. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
We're a month away from Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. Chippewa County getting ready to host at a neutral site. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Friday. That's right, the big event next month is headed to the Country Fest grounds in Cadott. Charlie Walker with Chippewa County's Economic Development Council said they had nearby farms that wanted to host the event, but they decided the Country Fest grounds offered an awful lot of benefits.
The icing on the cake with the infrastructure and the facilities and the parking, we didn't want to go tear up another farm and then have to replace it. Those things were just awesome. So that was the icing on the cake that helped us select this deal. But Rooney Farms and the other farms that submitted were just awesome. And they are participating in this year's Farm Technology Days as well. So all the farmers are that lost out on the location are involved in helping make this a great show.
Charlie Walker with the Chippewa County Economic Development Council. Again, Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, August 13th through the 15th at the Country Fest grounds in Cadott, with nearby farms also participating. Find out more and buy your tickets in advance. WIFarmTechnologyDays.org.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Dan Sheps?
Harv Extra has been very consistent on our test results from first crop through fourth crop. The higher quality has allowed us to feed more alfalfa haylage in our diet, and cows are able to have a higher intake with a higher quality forage.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Riley Lapenka?
Making hay has changed so much now with Harv Extra alfalfa. You don't have to be tied down to a certain cutting window. That saves us a lot of headache, a lot of cost, wear and tear on machinery, you name it. I don't see any farm that it wouldn't work. Any kind of operation, if you have 10 cows, 10,000, it doesn't matter.
What does life on the cutting edge mean for alfalfa growers? Flexibility, yield, or quality? Harv Extra alfalfa with Roundup Ready technology gives you an extra edge every time you harvest. Hear grower stories at harvextra.com.
And while farmers nationwide continue to wait and watch for developments on the next farm bill, some of our Wisconsin farmers are going to be active in conversation about it next week during the Republican National Convention. A couple of the directors from the Wisconsin Soybean Association are going to be involved in the Great American Farm Fair in Waterford. It's an opportunity for farm leaders to get together with their elected officials as well as other guests that are in the state of Wisconsin specifically for the convention. Steve Tribotowski, who's a director with the Wisconsin Soybean Association, says that he thinks it's a good ag forum to try to help people better understand what agriculture today is facing and also recognize, although you're in Milwaukee, Wisconsin agriculture is just a little ways away. I'm Pam Yonke.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 79 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the east at around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear 65. Tomorrow, sunshine 83 with an isolated thunderstorm or two possible. Late tomorrow into tomorrow night. Sunday, warm and humid with a high near 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
I saw the 99 cent store on the way in here. I almost went in. Because my show's not on right now. I was going to check it out. And then I held out a mile later. 98 cent store. Yeah. Bring it home. By the way, not to be a snob, I just don't know what's in those stores because I don't know what costs that much. You know what I mean? Because I go, what are their thumbtacks and yarn? What? You know. Meanwhile, it's a full store. Full. Everything. And the only thing I thought was weird was the home pregnancy test. Is this for the girl in the regular pharmacy going, you know, I want to find out if I'm pregnant, but I'm not spending more than a buck to find out. I'll just wait. This will sort of figure itself out.
And I'm Don Rosen, 7:36 here on your Friday morning. That means Brett Hoffman is here for Marcus Theaters. If you're just joining us now, you missed the big news. It wasn't that big. We have three new movies opening up this weekend. A quick review. What are those titles again opening up today, Brett?
Well, we've got the comedy Fly Me to the Moon. We've got the terrifying thriller Long Legs. And then we've got a re-release of Disney's The Lion King. It's its 30th anniversary.
Now, there is another Lion King movie coming down the pike soon. That's a spinoff. And we talked about it. I can't remember the name of the film.
Mufasa the Lion King is coming out. And Mufasa the Lion King will be out basically right during this holiday season. It's being released in late December. And this looks more live action. If you remember the Lion King that was released a few years ago, this is one of those that looks like that. It's actually CGI, but looks live action, and it's coming out in late December this year. So check out Disney's Mufasa in December. But for right now, very timely, you can go see the original Lion King on our screens this weekend.
Okay. In other movie news, Inside Out 2 is now the highest grossing Pixar movie of all time. That was fast. It's only been a couple of weeks.
Oh, man, it has been just amazing, this run for Inside Out 2. It's the biggest Pixar movie ever worldwide. It is the second biggest animated movie of all time domestically, and it probably is going to catch up to The Incredibles 2, which is also a Pixar film. It's made over $550 million domestically, and it just keeps chugging along. People love these animated movies, and you know what? Who knows what it could have done, because 3 weeks into its run, last week, or about a week and a half ago, Despicable Me 4 was released, and that movie, after this weekend, will have made over $200 million. So right now, you've got Inside Out 2 and Despicable Me 4, two tremendous animated movies out on screen at the same time.
And what about Toy Story? I thought that would have been the number one Pixar film of all time.
Well, it's up there, but you have to remember, Toy Story was released so long ago.
Yeah, so? It's still a good... But that you'd think that would have given it more... Because people keep going back to watch it. Well, I guess if it's out of theaters, it doesn't count. The income only counts at the box office. I don't know. I found that really weird that Inside Out 2 is the highest grossing Pixar movie of all time, because there were so many others like Finding Nemo. And by the way, did you hear what? Ellen DeGeneres is leaving show business. And she was very clear about it. And so somebody in the audience, one of her fans, said, does that mean you won't be voicing Dory anymore in Finding Nemo? And she was real snotty about it. She said, I'm leaving show business, remember? I mean, she was real snippy about it. What was that all about?
Well, I mean, just to let you know, there are Toy Stories up there. When you look at Pixar's releases, The Incredibles 2 brought in $608 million, Finding Dory, $486, Toy Story 4, $434, and then Toy Story 3 was $415. So they're all up there, and of course, the second one, which is not on this archive list that I found, is, of course, Inside Out 2, which will likely be number one in the end.
Wow. Am I missing something? I'm not a big animated film fan. I am the old Disney hand-drawn stuff, Pinocchio. But the new stuff, am I missing something that everybody else seems to know that I don't know?
Well, you know, they've really, you know, the animation has really done leaps and bounds in technology. So not only does the animation look so spectacular, but also the plots and the scripts have gotten spectacular as well. So it's something that animation is no longer just a family experience. It's something for everyone. And you can see it by who's coming to the box office. And you can also see it. This is a good segue. Looking at these results, we just got two pictures greenlit. Based on this, they blew up the internet. They got great engagements on social media. And that's that on the heels of this Despicable Me 4 success we're having, Minions 3 has been greenlit. So, of course, we have a Despicable Me franchise and Minions. They're kind of very similar with the same characters. You have a Minions 3, which got greenlit for July 4th, 2027. And then probably the bigger news, we haven't seen Mike Myers come back, you know, in a lot of prominent roles recently, but Trek 5 has been greenlit from DreamWorks to come the summer of 2026. So we've got a Shrek 5 in 2026. We've got a Minions 3 in 2027. these animated movies are being planned out for years to come, and I'm sure they do very well at the box office.
Boy, it's good if you know how to count from 1 to 10, because all these pictures have numbers after them. Mm-hmm. Whoa. And we have to talk about the Kevin Costner story. I know it's you know, a little touchy with the movie industry, but Kevin Costner made a movie, and I kind of liked it. Horizon, American Saga. I saw it last weekend, and now I'm waiting for part two, chapter two, he's calling it, to tie everything together. You know, it's like you watch a TV show, and they tie everything together in the next part, and that's what we're waiting for, but they're going to put it off for a while, huh?
They are going to put it off. So they released on the 20th of June, Horizon, American Saga, Chapter 1. It's a three-hour epic. Don, you and I have seen it. I really liked it on the big screen. I thought they were just amazing panoramic vistas of where they filmed in Utah. It was a great story about westward expansion. And they set it up very nicely for Part 2. Now, it has not been doing that great at the box office, and they have pulled it from release temporarily. They've made the next release date undetermined, and they've said they're trying to give it more time for people to experience the movie and get into the characters. Admittingly, there is a lot going on in this three-hour movie. There's a lot of characters, there's a lot of things that you really want to pay attention to. So hopefully this will give him more time. Originally, Kevin had planned this to be a four-part series, but right now, Horizon Chapter 1 is still playing on screens. You can go see it now. I'd encourage people to go see it. But number two, they're going to try to figure out when the right time to release that will be and not release that at the end of August as they were planning.
You know, and it does not feel like 3 hours. I mean, I was sitting there, but I love Westerns. All my DVDs at home, and yes, I still collect DVDs. They're all Westerns, because that's what I love. I love watching Westerns. I listen to old-time radio shows like Gunsmoke on the radio and Frontier Gentlemen. I listen because I love Westerns. So, but my wife liked it, too. It was just a lot of characters. You got to keep track of them in your head, but it's all going to be tied together. Now, if they open it up the same weekend as Wicked and Gladiator 2, we got to come up with a new name. Glick isn't going to work
that
anymore.
Interesting.
You got to work the word Horizon in there. Now, you did talk about they're doing, and I mentioned this the other day, they're doing a sequel to The Devil Wears Prada. What do we know about that?
Well, that's right. And apparently we don't know exactly all that much other than the fact that they've hired the writer of the first one to pen what will be a follow-up to that hit film. And it's been quite some time since the early 2000s, since The Devil Wears Prada was released. I'll admit to you, my wife and I have probably seen the movie over 40 times.
Yeah,
whenever that's
on,
we'll watch it. It's one of our guilty pleasure movies. We can watch it at any time. What a tremendous movie it was. And I think, you know, this is one of those where you think, really, what took them so long? You'd think there would be something here that you could really do with this, because not only did it have Meryl Streep in it, it had Anne Hathaway. And, of course, the office assistant was Emily Blunt.
Yes.
So you've got, and then you had Stanley Tucci and all these other people in the movie. Yeah. So what a great cast they had. What a great, you know, movie they had there. And you would have thought they could do something else with it. But we'll see what they come up with, because I think it'll be a tremendous film if it comes out.
I love that dismissal phrase that Meryl Streep uses. That's all. What she wants to dismiss. It's very she dismisses everybody in that film. That's all.
Now, you had mentioned to me that you were actually in New York when they were filming that.
Yes.
Right?
What happened was I was in New York. I took my sister-in-law to a Broadway musical. The musical we saw was Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Not the movie, but there was actually a Broadway musical, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. So we saw that. And coming out on 43rd Street, there was a line of moving vans. And I know what that means. That means movie equipment. That's generally what they have when they have lines of moving vans in Manhattan. And it was a line. So one of the trucks was opened, and I walked in, and there was a guy sitting at a desk. And I said, "You filming a movie?" He goes, "Yep." I said, "Anybody big in it?" He said, "None other than Miss Meryl Streep." I said, "Meryl Streep's going to be here?" "No, the scene we're filming today is with Anne Hathaway, and Meryl Streep's not here." I said, "What's the name of the movie?" He says, "The Devil Wears Prada." And I said, "Is it a horror movie?" Because I don't know what Prada is at that time. And he goes, no, it's not a horror movie. It's with Meryl Streep. And the scene they were filming that night, now they were set up all day. They have to film it in the middle of the night because they got to control the streets a little bit. They filmed it late at night, And it was the scene where Meryl Streep is being hit by a big storm where she is. And Anne Hathaway's with her father in New York City. And she gets the phone call. And Meryl Streep wants a plane out of there right away because you can see the palm trees bending over whatever country she's in. Do you remember that scene in the movie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the one they were filming that night that I was there. But the guy was very helpful. I was standing in the moving van with him, and all the equipment was there, and he had a desk, and he was in charge of production, and all the equipment, at least, anyway. So, yeah, so I see a lot of movies being filmed when I lived in New York. So Taxi Driver, saw a lot of films. Ghostbusters, my dad was there when they were filming Ghostbusters. But you see a lot of that stuff going on. All right, any big movie news before we wrap?
You know, that's the big stuff. Otherwise, for everyone, 35 years ago, we had When Harry Met Sally. That was on July 14th, 35 years ago. True Lies with Arnold Schwarzenegger came out 30 years ago. And then 25 years ago, The Blair Witch Project. So if you want some nostalgia, those are all great anniversaries that were 35, 30, and 25 years ago.
I'm feeling older each day, and I don't need your help. Hey, Brett, we'll talk again next Friday. How does that sound?
We'll see you. Sounds good, Dan.
All right. Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters watching the movie screens for us. Coming up next, sports with Mike Clemens. Keep it here.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on WAUK 101.1 FM and 540 AM. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Department of Children and Families.
Taco Fest of Racine returns on Saturday, July 20th. Experience the best of the best as over 10 of the area's best taco trucks battle it out for the Taco King of Racine title. Pair those tacos up with over 30 taps of Wisconsin craft beers and other delectable eats. It all kicks off at 1 p.m. on July 20th with live music from 6 to 9 p.m. Tacos are available while they last. Come in early and settle in for a day of delicious fun at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden. Taco Fest of Racine is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant.
We all love Saturdays, but are they really all that rewarding? I mean, do you really feel rewarded after mowing the lawn or doing all your I gotta do this because today's the weekend, whatevers? Well, Potawatomi wants your Saturdays to be the most rewarding ever with a share of $400,000 in cash and prizes. Just play this July for prize drawing entries. Win on Saturdays. Plus, each Potawatomi rewards level gets their own drawing. Rewarding Saturdays at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. For more details, visit paysbig.com/rewarding. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Yeah, Mike Clemens is with me right now, and we're talking sports. We got so much to talk about, and I want to make sure we get the Slinger Speedway story in. So I'm going to make sure we leave enough time for that, because I used to go to Slinger Speedway a lot, and the Slinger Stingers, all those cars up there. Hey, Mike, thanks for joining us. I do appreciate you getting up early for us.
Good morning.
Okay, the Brewers, number one team, but they lost in a no-hitter. What was that about?
They faced yesterday what probably turned out to be the hottest young pitcher in Major League Baseball, and he's the traditional build. He's 6 foot, big old boy, out of Fulton, California, Paul Skeens, 6 foot six, 235. He's got the fastest average. He averages fastball is 99 miles an hour. Unofficial, I think there was one that was clocked at 105 yesterday. But the thing just comes in zinging, and he's now 0-6 since he got his first start in May for the Pittsburgh Pirates in 11 appearances. He's got the best numbers since Hall of Famer Nolan Ryan. He's off to that good of a start, and you know, the Brewers just could not hit him. And the Brewers were doing everything they could to try and slow down, see if they could foul everything they could to try and wear him out. And then the kid made some adjustments about the third inning and just went and sailed. It stayed in there until about the seventh. Brewers just could not get a hit. They got one hit a little bit later on when a reliever came in. So the Brewers ended up losing this one yesterday, 1-0. The Brewers have done so well that one of the reasons they're in first place, like you pointed out, is because they've won every series that they've played in since late April. So that was 9 consecutive home series that they would win 2-1 or get a sweep or something like that. And that streak came to an end yesterday. But this kid now is going to go to the All-Star game along with the Brewers, you know, Christian Yelich and William Contreras representing the Pirates. It looks like he's going to start for the National League on Tuesday night. And he, at 22 years old and just drafted, you know, less than 12 months ago, he's probably the youngest player in baseball history to get to the All-Star game.
Now, it was a no-hitter. Does that mean he – well, first of all, it wasn't a perfect game. Did he walk anybody in the game?
He hit somebody.
Oh, he hit somebody. Okay, so it wasn't a perfect game. Yeah, if you have a no-hitter and nobody ever touched base, you get a perfect game, and those are pretty rare.
Perfect game.
Yeah.
He retired his last 16 batters in a row. I mean, they just could not. And you know, like they do now, you know, Craig Counsell had that a couple times where he'd pull guys. But when these guys get over, like, 100 pitches, which is where he got to, they get pulled. They don't let them stay in there to the eighth or ninth and record a no-hitter for some reason.
That's tiring to pitch 100 pitches. That's a tiring experience. Okay, so Pat Murphy, how is he as a manager? And better yet, how is he a guy to interview?
Well, you hear some of these clips. How does he come off to you?
You know, I listen to him. You know, he's a confident guy.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, he comes off confident. But is that, what do you take that as, you know, stuffy or?
No, you know, actually my wife Cindy was standing over my shoulder because I had just come back from the ballpark and I was playing. And she heard him, like, challenging reporters and being kind of snarky because he's always trying to make jokes. And that's the way he is. Like, you know, he'd say something. If you walked into his office, and he lets you go into his office, instead of doing the interviews out on the bench before the game like Counsell did all those years and most managers, when we talked to him before the games, he lets us go into his office and sit around. And then, of course, the post games are in the big auditorium. And he might say, gee, you know, Don, where'd you get those shoes, man? don't you need some new shoes? So he cuts you off like that. But after he does that to you every time, first of all, he wants, if you're a reporter, he'll say, "Hi, do I know you? What's your name?" And then he might tease you, but he tries to know your name. And then he plays with you like that every day, to the point where you're almost looking forward to it. And that's how he does what he does with all those players too. He did something that was more on the inspirational side. When the Pirates came to town the other night, they just clobbered the Brewers 12-2. They had 5 home runs. One was a grand slam. And the Brewers had just come back from a road trip, and, you know, they got punched in the gut. When they came to work the next day and walked into the clubhouse and looked in their locker, there was a Brewer blue T-shirt that scripted across the chest said, "Undaunted." So then,
yes,
you know, we go into his office before the game and say, hey, we saw these T-shirts. What's up with that? He goes, that was my idea. He said, "Undaunted." He says, we looked up that word. I've heard that word before. What does it mean? So he actually reads the definition and says, you know, to not be intimidated in the face of a challenge. He goes, yeah, that's what I wanted those guys to feel like today. Well, they went out that night and played one of their best games of the season. They won 9-0. Their young rookie pitcher, Tobias Myers, had a great game. Guys were getting home runs, and they put on a perfect game. So he's a motivational guy and a very personal guy like that, and he's got a bunch of kids that are filling in for a lot of broken, injured players still in first place in the National League Central.
See, I worked at a radio station. The ratings plummeted, and we got T-shirts that said "loser" on them. We had to wear them, but no.
Are you serious?
No.
Okay.
No.
We've worked for guys like that, man.
I worked at a radio station in Atlanta. Just before I joined them, they had a 23 share of the market, and they went down to a 13 in one book from 10 points. They went down 10 shares.
Was there a new station?
No, it was just their time. You know, WSB, they controlled the Atlanta market for so many decades that, you know, it was time that people found other radio stations back in the 70s. And they went from a 23 to a 13 in one book. Thank goodness I wasn't there. I came when they were a 13. I was the guy they hired and said, "We got a 13. What are you going to do about it?" "I don't know. Play music." No, what am I going to do?
How was the next ratings book?
They never got above a 13 again. That was it. No. Because times changed. They weren't, you know, FM was coming around. It was it was the mid-70s. FM was starting to come around. And for decades, they owned the whole market to themselves. They were big 50,000 water. And times change. Now, there's still a big powerhouse down there, but not to that extent that they were back then.
Hey, 13-year-old Mike was living in Atlanta and listened to Quixie on the FM.
Quixie and Dixie. That's right, WQXI. Now, WKRP in Cincinnati was modeled after Quixie, WQXI. Quixie and Dixie.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Because the guy who managed the station, I think, helped write WKRP in Cincinnati. I forget his name. And when I was down there, they were Quixie and Dixie, a top 40 AM station. All right, let's talk about Slinger Speedway. I used to go there all the time when I lived in Brown Deer. We used to go up to Slinger Speedway, the figure eights up there with the Slinger Stingers. So when the Slinger National Stock Car Races were held Tuesday night at Slinger Speedway, and the guy who won the checkered flag was disqualified. What happened?
Yeah, you know, this is a place where guys like Dale Earnhardt has raced, you know, Dick Trickle and all that. So this Andrew Morrissey managed to finish and get the checkered flag, and he'd been working very hard to get that. He's won a lot of championships. And about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, a great reporter for Journal Sentinel posted in the newspaper that he'd been disqualified because after the race, they do these measurements, and his car, the body of his car, was not within the standards. And so a guy named Brad Muller, who was so excited to finish second, he was then moved into first place and named the champion of the – it was the Slinger Nationals. It was their biggest race of the summer. And he broke down in tears when he found out about this. He was crying because I've been coming here for 30 years, and finally won a race here at this place. And it reminded me of my times there. Did you ever participate in the DJ race up there?
No.
Did you remember when they used to do
yes,
that?
Yes, I know.
How crazy it was?
Yeah, my mommy wouldn't let me do it.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, my station I was working for, hey, could you go up there and represent us? You know, I was like 26, 27 years old. So I go out there, and these guys... this is like the amateurs, but they give you the cars that they've painted and invested all their personal money in. They give you a suit, they put on a helmet, and we would drive around for about 15 laps. And the first year I did it, I ended up like 7th or 8th. I got up into the, you know, 2nd or 3rd because what happens is when you get in that car and you're on the track, you have to flip the switch that's been in your brain since you were 16. Since you don't drive defensively, you drive offensively. You try and cut guys off, and it takes a while to get used to that after trying to be a good driver on, you know, civilian roads. And it's thrilling that way, but I was such a crazy event. There's no way to ever do it today with insurance and all that. But we had a sales manager from our station, Dick Williams, and he was so all over the road, he took the car into the wall one night and smashed up this guy's car and walked away. But it was like... this is crazy, man. These guys just give us their cars, and they got a bunch of radio people, you know, trashing them up. So, memories.
My mommy wouldn't even let me ride the go-karts at the amusement park either. She worried about her little Donald. I used to go to Hale's Corners Speedway, which is now a Menards. But the figure eights at Slingers were always good. When I was a kid, my dad used to take me to Islip Speedway, Freeport Stadium on Long Island, but Islip Speedway in Suffolk County. And every Labor Day weekend, the Wide World of Sports, the ABC Wide World of Sports, used to film the World Champion Demo Derby and the World Champion Figure Eights at Islip Speedway. It was an all-day affair. You used to get there like 10 o'clock in the morning. You didn't get done till 8 o'clock at night. And they had cranes with TV cameras all over. They used to film it. And then when they showed it on TV, it was only a couple of minutes.
I love the Demolition Derby. And I think...